Penguin Random House Audio presents You Dreamed of Empires, a novel by Álvaro Enrique, translated by Natasha Wimmer, read for you by Gabriel Porras. For Aimee, of course, and for Miquel and Dylan and Maya and Emilio G. Again they asked, what will the gods eat? Everyone is looking for food. Then the ant went to collect kernels of corn from the mountain of sustenance. Quetzalcoatl met the ant and said to him, tell me where you got that. Many times he asked, but the ant wouldn't tell. Then the ant said, over there. Legend of the Suns, 1558. A note to English language readers. Dearest Natasha, as promised, here's the new novel. This time around, it's a little more polished, which I hope will make the translation process less torturous. With age comes insecurity, and I spend more time revising than writing. I've smoothed out the spellings of the Nahua names the best I can, but I'm sure there will be inconsistencies and mistakes. Sorry. We can go through them, but the main ones are right. Atotosli, Tlilpotonki, Malinali, etc. They look as strange to me as they do to you, even though I was born and raised in Mexico City. Note, for example, that in the novel, the stress in Tenochtitlan falls not on the A, as it would in Spanish, Tenochtitlan, but on the I, and the word is spelled with an X, Tenochtitlan. It's more or less the name as it would sound in Nahua instead of Spanish or English, Tenochtitlan. It has nothing to do with purity. I couldn't care less about that. I just prefer how it sounds. It has the warmth of the language of the ancient Mexicans if you stress the right syllable and pronounce the X as SH, sh. Same with the other names. Atotoxtli is hideous if you pronounce it with a hard X. Atotoxtli, on the other hand, is easy to say and has a beautiful sound. Caxtilteca, the name the Nahua give the Spaniards, works the same way. Caxtilteca. And Caxtitlan, in other words, Castile, is pronounced Caxtitlan, with the accent on the I. The TL, TL sound exists in English and isn't hard to pronounce. Atlantic, for example. But it's more of a challenge when it falls at the end of the word. In Nahua, it was common for names to end in TL, TL. I'm sure you've come across a Xochitl, flower, like Moctezuma's niece in the novel. It isn't pronounced as it's written. We say Xochitl, and the language is Nahua, not Nahuatl. The name Xochitl appears only a few times in the novel, but the emperor Axayacatl comes up constantly. It's hardly a common name. I don't know any Axayacatls. But by association, I would pronounce it Axayacatl. Sonorous, succinct, and smooth. You'll spot an inconsistency. I kept the familiar Moctezuma instead of replacing it with the Nahual Moteuxoma because I like it better. This is a novel, and in novels, thanks to Cervantes, even the spelling must obey the story. The C and the T together are a contained explosion, like the character who bears the name. Don't worry too much about the Nahual words you come across. Mexican readers won't know right away what a macehual or a pipil is either. Let the meanings reveal themselves. The brain likes to learn things, and we're wired to register new words. I don't think it's necessary to explain that Huitlatoani means Great Lord of Tenochtitlan. You get that as the story progresses. And I think it will follow logically in readers' minds that Huecaxtilteca means a Castilian lord. You don't need experience of parliamentary systems to understand how a European government works when you watch a political TV series made across the Atlantic, do you? And, to state the obvious, a Calpulli isn't the same thing as a neighborhood, and a military academy isn't the same thing as a Calmecac, though they are alike in some ways. As you read, everything will become clear. The intention is not to give lessons in Nahuatl. It's simply to recover the sounds of the language in some places. There's nothing nostalgic about it, nor am I driven by ideology. All the spellings and all the Nahuatl terms are open to discussion. I realize that if an English speaker can say Moscow instead of Moskova, there's no reason I should say Tenochtitlan instead of Tenochtitlan. But I'm a writer, and words matter to me. They may signify and signal, but I believe they also invoke. Over to you. Abrazo recio. Álvaro. P.S. Attached is a list of characters with correct spellings, names, nicknames, and roles for reference. The Caxtilteca. Captains. Hernán Cortés. Hernando, el Malinche. Huey Caxtilteca. Captain General of the Caxtilteca Expedition. Pedro de Alvarado, Cortés's cousin, second in command of the Caxtilteca expedition. Jasmín Caldera, principal investor in the Caxtilteca expedition and third in command. Luengas, Vidal, Oviedo, Lugo, Olid, other captains. Translators. Jerónimo de Aguilar, Andalusian priest, castaway and slave of the Maya Lord of Akumal. Translator from Maya to Castilian. Malintzin. Malinali, Marina, Tenepal, María del Mar. Nahua Princess of Olutla. Courtesan of the Maya King, Tabasco-Ob. Translator from Nahual to Maya on the Caxtilteca expedition. The Tenoshka. The Kolua, Axayacal, Emperor, Huey Tlatoani, father of Moctezuma, dead. Tizoc and Ahuizote, Emperors, Huey Tlatoque, younger brothers of Axayacal, dead. Moctezuma Xocoyotzin, son of Axayacal, Emperor, Huey Tlatoani, and Supreme General of the armies of the Triple Alliance, consisting of the cities of Tenochtitlan, Texcoco, and Tacuba. Atotoxtli, princess, empress, daughter of Axayacal, sister and wife of Moctezuma. Cuitláhuac, younger brother of Moctezuma, lord of Iztapalapa, general of the Mexica army and next in line for the imperial throne. Cuauhtémoc, son-in-law of Moctezuma, general of the Mexica army and second in line for the imperial throne. The Mexica. Tlilpotonqui, Cihuacoatl, mayor of the city of Tenochtitlan and supreme general of the Mexica army. Tlacaelel, heir to the post of Cihuacoatl. 1. Before the nap. Captain Jasmín Caldera, native of Zarzales, Extremadura, couldn't eat the turkey broth with flowers, though it looked exquisite and he was starving. He had been assigned a place at the table between the priests of Xipe and Tezcatlipoca. Draped like a cape around the shoulders of the former was the decaying, blackened skin of a warrior sacrificed who knows when, while the latter's matted locks, neither cut nor washed since he'd taken orders at the temple, were crusted with many moons of sacrificial blood. Quail daily, sometimes turtle or wolf, but on major festival days, of which there was one each month, warrior blood, preferably Tlaxcalteca. Jasmín Caldera reached out his hand for the fine lacquered cup, into which a woman had poured chocolate frothed in water with honey, chili, and vanilla, and breathed in the scent as deeply as he could, trying to ignore the wolfish aroma exuded by his dining companions. He looked up toward the head of the table. the Captain General of the expedition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?